What up, listeners? Welcome to the Indie Bio Killer of the Week podcast with your host, Wesley Dang. And with me is special guest, the CEO of Pyron Systems, Alex
Hutagalum.
And Alex just won Killer of the Week last week. And for those of you who don't know, Killer of the Week is our internal weekly competition amongst all of the cohort members right now, where they're competing against their peers to prove who is the biggest hustler and is making the most bustle over the past week in terms of company progress, whether it's science or business or big decisions that they've made. And Alex won Killer of the Week last week, and this is why he gets to be on the podcast. So Alex has just designed a new strain of yeast. In synthetic biology, people need to convert one thing to another thing. And they usually take sugar as a feedstock, converting those carbons from sugar into something else. But Alex is taking a different approach. In fact, his approach is something that I would say is a pretty rare approach. Is that right, Alex?
Yes, definitely.
And what he's doing is not using sugars, but instead fatty acids. And Alex, I'd love for you to tell our listeners, what is it that you've done that has never been done before?
Absolutely, Wes. So I think we should take a step back first. When you think of a cell, in order for that cell to live, it needs to eat. And so what Wes is talking about is that the cell can eat sugar and use that sugar to live. And if we're smart, we can engineer it to use that sugar to also make stuff. So what we've done is we've taken that cell and provided it, instead of sugar, with fatty acids as the means for it to live and to make stuff. And what we've done actually is, inside of the cell is a compartment known as the peroxisome. And the peroxisome is the compartment in which the cell will take a fatty acid, break it down into smaller pieces, and then use those smaller pieces to feed itself or create energy for itself. And what we've done is we've put in the genes to make a product. People will traditionally engineer their organisms to eat sugar and convert it into a product. What we've done is we've engineered our organism to eat fatty acids and convert it into a product. Why that's an advantage for us is because of the way the cells eat fatty acids. They use a compartment in the cell called the peroxisome. A fatty acid will enter into the cell, go into the peroxisome, and get broken down into small pieces that the cell can use to make energy or grow. What we've done is we've shut off that traffic going out of the cell, and we are building inside of the peroxisome at the same time that it's eating. And no one's done that before. We've essentially called first dibs on those building blocks that the peroxisome is creating from fatty acids and building our product inside of the peroxisome simultaneously as it's eating. And we think that's going to be the most efficient way to actually make stuff.
Alex, we're going to take a break. We got a caller on the line from Catherine So, Boise, Idaho. Catherine, what would you like to ask Alex?
Hey, Alex, this is Kathy. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller. I'm wondering, what are you making in the peroxisomes and why does it matter for your company?
So we're going to be inside of the peroxisome. We're going to be making a small molecule called triacetic acid lactone. It's a natural molecule, but it can do really cool chemistry. And because of that cool chemistry, in one chemical step, I can make a natural insecticide normally found in the patchouli plant. We want to make this insecticide because that's our first product, and it has amazing insecticidal properties while also being a natural molecule. And this is really what the insecticide market wants and needs.
So in order to create this patchouli analog, what did you call it again?
Pogostone.
In order to make it from tau, how easy would that be? Is that something that you're doing in the cell or outside of the cell?
We're doing that outside of the cell, and it's incredibly easy. In one chemical conversion, which people have already shown to be greater than 90% efficient in one chemical step, you would make pogostone from tau.
Wow. That's crazy. One step, 98%. That's basically a freebie in terms of, in chemistry terms, right?
Absolutely. I like the way you say that, Wes.
I can't even turn flour into bread with 98% efficiency. You know that I'm spilling flour somewhere. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Alex. And what are you looking forward to next?
We've actually made some Pogostone. We've actually synthesized some Pogostone recently, and we are testing it in 4 different locations here in the US. And what I'm really excited about is testing Pogostone against some insecticide resistant bugs. And the first bug that we're going to be testing against that's insecticide resistant is the mosquito, which will be awesome.
Thank you, Alex. And if you guys want to learn more about Pyrone Systems, go to indiebio.co and just search Pyrone Systems. That's P-Y-R-O-N-E for 30% off your mattress today.